So this is what Prahlad told his classmates. My dear friends, if you can place your faith in my words, simply by that faith, you can also understand transcendental knowledge just like me, although you are small children. So this, what Prahlad says here, is the beginning. Faith, Shraddha. This is the beginning of making spiritual advancement. For myself personally, if I have made any spiritual advancement, if it is only because I have some faith in my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. Why is it that I accept and believe that Krishna is God? Nothing other than I have faith in Srila Prabhupada. When that lady told me to reject Prabhupada and just accept Krishna, I said, no. That is not possible. The only way I know about Krishna is because of Srila Prabhupada. And then some years ago, different people were telling me, oh, you should follow this person. I said, no. I gave my heart and soul to Srila Prabhupada in 1973. I'm not going to take it back now to follow somebody else. No. I gave my heart and soul to Srila Prabhupada. That's it. In this life, it's Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya, and Krishna. We'll see at the end if I was right. So far, I'll make that same decision 1,000 times. I have no regrets. So this, what Prahlad is saying, is also confirmed in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Yasya deve para bhakti yata deve tata gura tasya ite katihitahi artha prakashante mahatmanah. One who has implicit faith in God and the spiritual master, implicit, to that person, the understanding, the import of the Vedic knowledge is revealed to that person. You have to have implicit faith in God and Guru. Let us continue. Prahlad is preaching. Just as the fruits and flowers of a tree in due course of time undergo 6 changes, birth, existence, growth, transformation, dwindling, and then death, so too this material body, which is obtained by the spirit soul under different circumstances, undergoes similar changes. However, there are no such changes for the spirit soul. So what Prahlad is teaching the children, what Prahlad heard from Narada, is very familiar to what somebody says somewhere else. Second chapter, Bhagavad Gita. And as I've been preaching lately, I preach very strongly on this point in Santiago. Bhagavad Gita is the basis of all preaching. They want to read all these other books. This. First, learn Bhagavad Gita. You must first have a foundation. If you build a house, you may have so much nice, but if the foundation is weak, falls down. And if you read Prabhupada's books, what book is he quoting the most? Bhagavad Gita, because it's the foundation. Build your spiritual life on a solid foundation. Narada instructed Prahlad. Now Prahlad is repeating what his guru told him. Same thing we learn in Bhagavad Gita. The difference between the body and the soul. Prahlad continues. Atma refers to the Supreme Lord or the living entities. Both of them are spiritual, free from birth and death, free from deterioration, and free from material contamination. They are individuals, They are the knowers of the external body, and they are the foundation or shelter of everything. They are free from material change. They are self-illuminated. They are the cause of all causes, and they are all-pervading. They have nothing to do with the material body, and therefore they are always uncovered. With these transcendental qualities, one who is actually learned must give up the illusory conception of life in which one thinks, I am this material body, and everything in relationship with this body is mine. Yes, this is also taught in Prabhupada's teachings over and over and over and over again. Prahlad continues, an expert geologist can understand where there is gold and by various processes can extract it. Similarly, a spiritually advanced person can understand how the spiritual particle exists within the body, and thus by cultivating spiritual knowledge can attain perfection in spiritual life. However, as one who is not expert cannot understand where there is gold, a foolish person who has not cultivated spiritual knowledge cannot understand how the spirit exists within the body. Later on, in the eighth canto, where Vamana Dev is talking to Bali in the beginning, Vamana Dev says to Bali that, oh yes, I know about your ancestors. Vamana Dev was, what we say, puffing up Bali. So he was glorifying Bali's ancestors. He said, oh, your great ancestor, Hiranyakashipu, he was searching everywhere for Lord Vishnu. And Vamana Dev says, Lord Vishnu was afraid. And Lord Vishnu was thinking, wherever I go, this Hiranyakashipu will be chasing me. Where can I go where he won't find me? And Lord Vishnu said, aha, if I enter his heart, he'll never look for me there. So when Hiranyakashipu inhaled, Lord Vishnu entered and hid himself in the heart of Hiranyakashipu. Because a demon never looks for God inside, because he's a demon. So yes, unless you have transcendental knowledge, how can you progress? Prahlad continues, the Lord's eight separated material energies. So what are they? Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego. If you had just said ego, that's not material, but false ego. Okay, we have the eight separated material, the three modes of nature, and ignorance. Very good. And the 16 transformations, the 11 senses, and the five gross material elements. Within all these, the one spiritual soul exists as the observer. Therefore, all the great acharyas have concluded that the individual soul is conditioned by these material elements. There are two kinds of bodies for every individual soul: a gross body made of five gross elements, and a subtle body made of three subtle elements. Within these bodies, however, is the spirit soul. One must find the soul by analysis, saying, this is not it, this is not it. Thus, one must separate spirit from matter. Sober and expert persons should search for the spirit soul with minds purified through analytical study in terms of the soul's connection with and distinction from all things that undergo creation, maintenance, and destruction. Because the soul does not go through those changes. So anything that goes through creation, maintenance, and destruction is material. The soul is ever existing. Intelligence can be perceived in three states of activity: wakefulness, dreaming, and deep sleep. The person who perceives these three is to be considered the original master, the ruler, the supreme personality of Godhead. As one can understand the presence of air by the aroma it carries, so under the guidance of the supreme personality of Godhead, one can understand the living soul by these three divisions of intelligence. But these three divisions, however, are not the soul. They are constituted of the three modes and are born of activities. Yes, whatever thinking and willing activities you do throughout the day will determine what you will be thinking about when you sleep at night. So if your whole day is spent in Krishna conscious activities, then at night you should be thinking of these activities. I've had the experience. Sometimes I'm sleeping and I'm doing a program. Sometimes I'm sleeping and I'm honoring prasad. But whatever you are thinking, feeling, and willing throughout the day is naturally going to come about when you sleep at night. So therefore, as much as possible, we should be engaged in Krishna conscious activities, Krishna karma, working for Krishna. Through polluted intelligence, one is subjected to the modes of nature, and thus one is conditioned by material existence. Like a dreaming state in which one falsely suffers, material existence, which is due to ignorance, must be considered unwanted and temporary. Yes, I have told you before, I have put together a whole file of all the verses in the Bhagavatam where it is explained that material existence is a dream. So this is a very, very important item for me. Some years ago there was this movie, Inception. And I liked the premise because the movie was about a dream within a dream within a dream. They must have read something of Bhagavatam. Because that is what material existence is. It's a dream. Otherwise, why is that song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jeev Jago? Wake up, sleeping souls. Wake up. I'm awake. No, you're still asleep. Because you are ignorant of your true identity as eternal servant of Krishna. This Krishna consciousness movement, the practice of Krishna consciousness, is waking you up. And one day, little by little by little, your true identity, your real identity, will be revealed. So this is only one of many reasons why we chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We're trying to wake up from the dream of material existence. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. This is one of a billion reasons why we chant. It is to Like Lord Chaitanya says, Cheto Dharpana Marjanam. Cleanse the mirror of the mind. Wake up from the dream. Jeev Jago. And call out the names of Krishna. Therefore, my dear friends, O sons of the demons, your duty is to take to Krishna consciousness, which can burn the seed of fruitive activities artificially created by the modes of material nature and stop the flow of the intelligence in wakefulness, dreaming, and deep sleep. In other words, when one takes to Krishna consciousness, ignorance is immediately dissipated. Yes, Krishna Surya Sama, and Maya is darkness. Darkness simply means the absence of light. But as soon as the light is there, as soon as the sun is there, darkness is gone. Material existence, Maya, is darkness, ignorance. But Krishna is like the sun. So as soon as you bring Krishna, then you are Tamasi Ma Jyotirgama, coming out of the darkness and getting into the light. When it's dark, when it's very, very dark, there's so much fear of the unknown. When the gopis came to see Krishna the night of the Rasa dance, Krishna told the gopis, "What are you doing here? This is the dead of night. And there are wild animals. Who will protect you? You should return home." Yes. Darkness, especially if you go deep into the forest, you hear those weird sounds. And it's dark. And but as soon as the early morning rays of the sun come, no more fear of the hobgoblins and ghosts, because the light is there. So there's a nice statement in the sixth canto. Iva Bhaskara. Material existence is like a fog, dense fog. There's a place in California, and they have this thing, Tulare fog. Very, very dense fog. I once had to drive in that. I had a huge accident. I was going to pick up cookies from LA Temple to bring back. We were going to sell the cookies on Sankirtan. But the fog was so thick, you could not see this much ahead of you. And there was some guy, he was parked or he was stopped on the freeway and looked like he was backing up. So I couldn't get out in time because by the time I saw him, I was right there. So my van hit his car and then another car came, boom, boom, boom. 10 cars. That fog was so thick. But then when the sun came out, so that verse in the Bhagavatam says that as soon as Krishna consciousness, the light of the holy name, Krishna consciousness, just a little bit is enough to liberate you. Just a little bit of Krishna consciousness can liberate you. Just a little bit. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. One more time, everybody.